Apple's internal debate about whether to ship smart glasses without cameras is a product decision that carries significant market and regulatory implications. The Meta Ray-Bans, which do have cameras, sparked a wave of privacy concern when they launched because the form factor makes it nearly impossible for bystanders to know they're being recorded. Apple's reported internal debate suggests the company is weighing two competing considerations. Cameras dramatically expand the utility of smart glasses for eye-assisted tasks like visual search and navigation, but they also create the privacy liability that Meta has been navigating. And Apple's brand positioning is explicitly built on privacy as a feature.
The always-on AI wearables story is the broader category that Apple's glasses debate sits within. Devices like the Humane AI Pin and competitors from a dozen startups are designed to be worn continuously and to capture ambient audio and visual data for AI processing. The privacy concerns being raised by researchers aren't hypothetical, they're structural. A device that continuously records ambient conversation is, by definition, capturing other people's speech without their consent. The legal framework for this doesn't exist yet. Wiretapping laws were written for telephone calls. Recording laws vary by state, but generally address intentional recording, not ambient capture by always-on devices.
The gene editing trial death at a Chinese university deserves careful attention, because it represents exactly the kind of event that shapes global bioethics governance. A girl died during a gene editing clinical trial, and the university is now under investigation. Gene editing trials, particularly CRISPR-based interventions, have been a source of ongoing ethical debate since He Jiankui's 2018 announcement that he'd created gene-edited babies for which he was criminally convicted in China. The current case, if it involves inadequate patient safety protocols or insufficient informed consent, will accelerate calls for international governance frameworks for human gene editing trials that currently don't exist in any binding form.
The American Airlines 787 diversion to Dublin after crew fell ill mid-flight is a safety story, though the details are still sparse. What's notable is the aircraft type. The 787 Dreamliner has had documented issues with bleed air systems and cabin air quality dating back to its introduction. Whether this incident is connected to those known issues is something the NTSB and FAA will investigate, but it highlights that the aviation safety infrastructure, mandatory incident reporting, independent investigation, transparent findings, is exactly the kind of system that AI safety advocates are asking for in their domain.
Hurricane Genevieve's strengthening trajectory is worth monitoring because of its potential path. Pacific hurricanes that track toward Baja California and the southwestern United States are increasingly common as ocean surface temperatures in the eastern Pacific have risen. If Genevieve becomes the first major hurricane of the season, defined as Category 3 or above, it would be the earliest first major Pacific hurricane since records began being kept in 1971. That data point would contribute to the scientific literature on tropical cyclone intensification trends, which is already showing statistically significant acceleration.